The crowd gasped as the masks fluttered to the ground, and the two children saw the doctors, nurses, reporters, and regular people in the crowd look at them in horror. Only the volunteers fighting disease, who believed that no news was good news, did not recognize the youngsters.
"They are the Baudelaires,"
a nurse exclaimed in astonishment.
"I read about them in the Daily Punctilio."
"Me too," cried a doctor.
"It's always a pleasure to hear from our readers," the reporter said modestly.
"But there were supposed to be 3 murderous orphans, not 2, another doctor said. "Where's the oldest one?"
The hook-handed man hurriedly stepped in front of the gurney, shielding Violet from view.
"She's already in jail," he said quickly.
"She is not,"
Klaus said, and brushed Violet's hair out of her eyes so that everyone could see she was not Laura V. Bleedyoti.
"These terrible people disguised her as a patient so they could cut her head off."
"Don't be ridiculous," Esme said. "You're the one who was trying to cut her head off. Look, you're still holding the knife."
"That's true," the reporter cried. "I can see the headline now. Murderer attempts to murder murderer. Wait until the readers of the Daily Punctilio see this."
"Tweem,"
Sunny shrieked.
"We're not murderers," Klaus translated frantically.
"If you're not murderers,"
the reporter said, holding out her microphone,
"then why have you sneaked into a hospital in disguise?"
"I think I can explain that,"
said another familiar voice, and everyone turned to see Hal enter the operating theatre. In one hand he was clutching the ring of keys the Baudelaires had made from paper clips and Violet's hair ribbon, and with the other hand he was pointing angrily at the children.
"Those 3 Baudelaire murderers," he said, "pretended to be volunteers in order to come to work in the Library of Records."
"They did,"
a nurse said, as the audience gasped.
"You mean they're murderers and phony volunteers?"
"No wonder they didn't know the words to the song," a volunteer cried.
"Taking advantage of my poor eyesight,"
Hal continued, pointing at his glasses.
"They made these fake keys and switched it with the real one, so they could sneak into the library and destroy the files about their crimes."
"We didn't want to destroy the file," Klaus said. "We wanted to clear our names. I'm sorry we tricked you, Hal, and I'm sorry that some of the file cabinets were knocked over, but..."
"Knocked over?" Hal repeated.
"You did more than knock over cabinets."
He looked at the children and sighed wearily, and then turned to face the audience.
"These children committed arson," he said. "The Library of Records is burning as we speak."